Listen, she said. You can come visit me whenever you like. Once, in Tangier, standing on the cliffs of Old Mountain, at dusk, in that crack of light, we saw God in the well of sea and sky. Marie was trembling. She turned to me. She said, you're trembling too. True, but I had not paid attention to it, my trembling, only hers. Thinking at first, we had been chilled by the wind rising up from the damp sea below, or chilled from the cool breeze of clouds as they floated over us like sluggish dirigibles stuffed with freezing water. Not realizing until we returned to our hotel room what it had been that caused that trembling of ours. Why had I not thought it natural when we stood there on the cliffs, up above the world, natural to tremble before God? We stayed in bed for a long time without speaking, but I finally could not stand the silence. Well, Marie, I said, well, what? I had no idea what to follow. What difference does anything make now, she said, turning off the table light, leaving the room bathed in silver glow. No matter what wonderful thing we've just seen, we'll soon go back to our old ways, she said. She was right, of course. It wasn't as if we had been given a commandment or an explanation or a blessing, but just a glimpse of content. And what then would it change, having seen God? I would still travel, and she would still travel. We would separate and reunite as always. The world would always spin, and she and I would drift along with it until the end. I went up to the open window full of moon and minarets, of palm trees and jasmine, mint tea and donkeys, of olives and earthen vats, of cinema and burnt keef, of sheep slaughtered for God, and I said in a voice strangely not my own, to the room and the woman spread out under the sheet drawn just beneath her breasts, I said, we are floating in a medium of vast extent, always drifting uncertainly, blown to and fro. Whenever we think we have a fixed point to which we can cling and make fast, it shifts and leaves us behind. She lifted up herself on her elbows and answered in a voice equally as strange as mine. Let us then seek neither assurance nor stability. Our reason is always deceived by the inconsistency of appearances. Nothing can fix the finite between the two infinities which enclose and evade. Visit you where? I asked.